The correct time is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begin. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, I am. And I'm drinking tea. Because that's what I do. It's good. And we're going to talk about more tea stuff here in a second. But first, we got to go to the numbers. Yes, it's numbers time, kids. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 3, 1, 2, number 3, 1, 7, number 3, 1, 8, number 3, 5, 9, number 3, 6, 6. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Thanks for the numbers. We need numbers today. And now this isn't seeming like such a good idea. Wait, what am I talking about? Oh yeah, I gotta get you guys caught up. The numbers, great idea. And here's the deal. Like 4 minutes ago, literally 4, maybe 5 minutes ago, it was really sunny outside. And I checked the temperature, I checked my thermometers, and they said 45 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about, 12 degrees Celsius. And I thought, this is convenient. Why? Because when I woke up this morning, I've got some muscle problems in my legs, and I need to get some exercise. I need to get some exercise, which means we got to get out of the car. Oh yeah, what's going on? Okay, so here we are at Heron Haven. Where else am I going to go, right? Somehow in the last 5 minutes, it has gotten completely cloudy. It is entirely overcast. I'm looking in all directions. I cannot see any blue sky as I walk around the building. It is a little breezy. I guess it's a little windier than I thought it was. There's nobody here, which is great. So, we might as well get some walking in and see if we can find some kinds of dudes. The dragonfly pond is frozen over, but it's wet on top. I'm not kidding. 5 minutes ago, it was sunny and bright, and I even opened one of the windows in my house to let in the fresh air. And I thought, oh yeah, it's nice and sunny. That means it'll get warmer. Well, I don't know. We're going to find out. So as I enter the forest, I guess I should update you on the latest tea information. If you were listening to yesterday's show, you are aware that I received some tea from my brother. My brother gave me some packets of tea, small packets of tea, just a few grams in each. And one of them was Qie Guan Yin, the Iron Goddess of Mercy. And I already got some of that, but this would appear to be a slightly better grade. How do I know this if I can't read Chinese? Because it comes in a smaller amount. So, that's great. Listeners to yesterday's Dubious Goals Committee episode will also remember that I could not identify two of the teas that my brother gave me. He also didn't know what they were. But he got them from some trusted Chinese friends, etc., etc. So, I thought, how am I going to figure out what this tea is? So I took a photo of the tea, and I sent the photograph to Handy C, everybody's favorite Sanskrit transcribing SDF user. Hey, what's going on here? So I'm walking through the cut, and I'm looking out at the Mulhouse property. Somebody drove through the temporary pond area. How's that possible? There's like tire tracks and stuff. Anyway,
So I emailed Handy C to ask him if he knew any wife that could read Chinese. And he said, yes, I think I do have one. I think I do have a wife that can read Chinese. Min Ran, everybody's favorite, but very rarely seen SDF Chinese translator. So I get the word back from Handy C / Min Ran, saying that yes, these other two T's are Da Hong Pao and Jin Jun Mei. And I rejoiced. I'm walking out towards the boardwalk right now, walking past the sub pond, and it's iced over, but it's wet. There's a lot of water on top of the ice. We are not going out there. And there's no dudes out there. I see nothing. So we're going to continue out to the boardwalk. So, I got some Da Hong Pao. Never thought that would happen. And I got some Jin Jun Mei. Never thought that would happen either. Why am I saying these things? I know what these teas are. I know these names and I know these teas. I've never had them. I've never been able to buy them. Why do I know these teas? Well, these are some of the big ones. These are the important ones. There's a handful of Chinese teas that, you know, are legendary, that are world-renowned, that are, you know, the thing. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. I'm looking for dudes. There's a very thin, millimeters thick skin of ice on the pond, but that's about it. These teas are very famous. And when I found out what they were, I almost started crying because I never, ever thought I would be able to drink these teas. Oh man, I'm still just thinking about it. I'm really sort of worked up. I'm halfway down the boardwalk. There's nothing going on out here. Where do I even start? Okay, to give you an example. Da Hong Pao, sometimes translated into English as Big Red Robe. Da Hong Pao is the most expensive tea in the world. And when I say the most expensive tea in the world, yeah, I'm not kidding. But now I'm standing out at the end of the boardwalk. I can see no waterfowl, no geese, no birds, but I can hear some geese somewhere. I'm looking around. I don't see any types of dudes. I'm looking way far away into the muskrat corner, and I don't see anything. Oh, there's a cardinal. Okay, so we got a red bird flying around. I'm heading back into the forest. Da Hong Pao is the most expensive tea in the world. And it's not uncommon for, you know, a decent grade of it to go for $1 million per kilogram. That's $1 million per kilo. Yeah. You're gonna be hard-pressed to find anything that's more expensive than that. You know, how much is gold? How much is a kilogram of gold? Well, what's the price of gold right now? Let's say it's $50 a gram. So, it's less than that. It's somewhere around like 45, I think. But let's say $50 a gram. There's 1,000 grams in a kilogram, so 50 times 1,000 is 50,000. Yeah, a kilogram of gold is only worth $50,000. Can you think of anything else? Oh yeah, there's the smart asses out there going, oh, cocaine. Yeah, nope. Still not even close. Oh, and by the way, for my American listeners, $1 million per kilo is basically $500,000 a pound. $500,000 a pound. Yeah. And I've got some. How much do I have? I don't know. I still haven't weighed it. I do have a scale, but Yeah, we'd be weighing the bag too. I have a few grams of it. And this might not be the highest quality Da Hung Pao. But still, it's Da Hung Pao. The big red robe. Pretty damn excited about it as I walk over the land bridge and look into the billabong. Water-covered ice. And I'm not seeing any types of dudes around, so we're going to keep walking. Now we're in the back 40 of the forested area. Walking down the odoriferous corridor as some geese fly in. They're coming. We'll probably see these guys here in another 10 minutes. So the other tea I got was the Jinjin Mei. Which is a Wuyi rock tea. Also, another very, very expensive tea. Not quite as expensive as Da Hung Pao. But yeah, up there. Alright, I'm now in the wall blind. Looking out through the blind, looking into the back of the billabong. There's no dudes back here. The ice has got water on it, and you can no longer see my name where I... Well, wait a minute. You can kind of see it. Oh, squirrel above me, trying to give me squirrel attacks. No, denied. Oh, I can kind of see where the O... I can kind of see where the O and the B were, where I wrote my name in the billabong last week. And since I threw my jacket in the washing machine a couple days ago, I forgot to put my Kleenexes back into my pocket. And now my nose is running, so yay. So yes, I got some Jinjin Mei. And what does that mean in English? I have seen that translated a couple different ways. I have seen that translated as beautiful golden eyebrows. This is a black tea. And it's not golden, but, you know, whatever. But I've also seen it translated as beautiful horse eyebrows. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either, but it's funny. Do horses have eyebrows? I don't spend a lot of time with horses, so I... This isn't something I can really picture in my mind right now, but either way. I got myself a few grams of the Jinjin Mei. Pretty happy about it. And this is from Wu Yi. This is another very famous tea. If you have any interest in tea at all, look up like the top 10 famous Chinese teas and you'll see all these names. This is the first thing you learn in, you know, tea world. So Jinjin Mei comes from the Wu Yi area of China, the province. And as I walk across the bridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond, I heard something scurry, but I think it's just a squirrel going up that tree. There's no ducks or anything out on the pond. The pond is mostly open water. Yeah, there's a squirrel. All right, let's go to the blind. Oh, a goose is flying in. I can see him. Wu Yi rock tea grows up the side of the mountains in rocks. Okay, hence the name rock tea. And when I say it grows in rocks, this is a really weird sort of terroir. In this particular area, the way I understand it, you know, there's like granite mountains that got pushed up by volcanic action. There's also a lot of volcanic action. So there's lava and, you know, lava sand on top of these rocks. Oh, there's a blue heron out there. Okay, we're at Heron Haven. The main ice is mostly melted. There's a lot of geese right here in front of the blind, standing on the big log. And I just saw a blue heron flying. So yeah, where did he go? There he is. Yeah, blue heron is clear on the other side of the pond. And if he would have been standing there when we were out on the boardwalk, we would have seen him. But he was not standing there. So we got a couple of hundred geese swimming around out here today, all doing honky honk business. I think I see a duck over there. Is that a? Yeah, there's like a couple of mallards way over there on the other side of the pond. Let's give them the siren. Right. And flying in from the south, four more geese. In formation. Doesn't look like they're coming down. Are they circling? So all the other geese are honking at them. And no, it looks like they're passing over. They're going to the golf course. But coming in on approach from the sort of northeast, another flight. Five geezers coming in. Oh, they're circling. Yeah, they're in a holding pattern. They've just turned into the wind. They're losing elevation. They're coming down. Geese are freaking out. They're coming down. They're coming down. And they're going to land right here in front of me. One's turning off. One's waving off. There they go. Right into the delta. Splash down. Nice. Okay, so there's nature going on. Some nature is happening. And I'm enjoying it. Yeah, there's a few mallards over there. So we got the usual suspects. A few mallards and a lot of Canadas. Canada business. And it's very honky. Honk, honk, honk. I was hoping to come out here and see some deer. Or some turkeys, or maybe a fox or something running around. Apparently not today. So I'm turning around. My hands are getting cold. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, aren't you missing some important football games? No. Don't you worry. The game doesn't start until right after dubious goals committee ends today. How convenient. So I had some time. Had some plenty of time. Everything's working out. I'm working my muscles. They seem to be better. I can no longer feel the weird pain in my hips and stuff, so that's good. Working it out. Okay, so beautiful horse eyebrows. What was I talking about? Jinjin Mei. Oh yeah, it grows in rocks. And obviously it doesn't really grow in rocks. It grows in the cracks of these rocks. So, you know, over time, due to the weather, rocks will crack. And then dirt and seeds fall into the cracks and, you know, eventually something grows. And on these particular sides of these mountains, you know, these are tea bushes, right? And so a lot of these are wild. And that's one of the, what is that, what's that one? Is it called Tongpu? No, it's called Trombay? I can't remember. There's a particular varietal of Jinjin Mei that is wild, and it's supposed to be crazy good. But anyway, the tea grows in these rocks. It grows in these cracks of these rocks and on the side of the mountain, and it's mountainous. And it's also very, very woody. There's lots of trees. This is also a forested area. There's trees, there's bamboo, there's all kinds of plants and stuff like that. And so you get a real nice oxygen-rich atmosphere and high ionic activity. All kinds of good stuff. Plus good water. And all these things combine to create this beautiful, beautiful tea called Jinjin Mei. And I have some. Yes, I do. I'm pretty happy about it. When are we going to drink this tea? Oh, I don't know. This is some very, very special occasion tea. And I want to share it with somebody. But I don't know anybody who drinks tea. You know, other than my brother. But he left. He's another 1,400 miles away now, or whatever. I don't measure it. And the funny thing is, I do have friends that say, oh yeah, I like to drink tea. But their idea of tea is, you know, crappy iced tea. The iced tea that comes out of the Coke or Pepsi fountain at the fast food joint. That ain't tea. That's not even floor sweepings. It's, So I gotta find some tea drinkers who wanna drink this amazing tea with me. It's like, hey, you wanna drink some Dahong Pao? What's that? Yeah, you don't need to drink it then. You know, it would be like having a very, very good wine. It's like, oh, I've got this 1964 Chateau Lafite. I think I'll call my friends up, see if they want to drink some wine. You want to drink some wine? Oh, did you get some Bartles and James wine coolers? Oh, do you got wine? We could make wine spritzers. It's like, oh, yeah. Does anybody else remember wine coolers? Don't get me started. So anyway, I have just walked out of the forest. My hand is kind of cold. Why is my hand cold? Oh, because it's cold out here and the wind is blowing. So I gotta find some people to drink this tea with. And I'm kind of wondering if I need another teapot. And I'm kind of wondering a whole bunch of other things, including, do I need a gaiwan? I've been thinking about getting a gaiwan. They can't be too much. And I don't want to order it through the mail or anything. I want to buy one locally from a store. That's what we should do. Do I have time? No, I really don't, because I gotta watch the game. Maybe I'll go later. Maybe I'll go to one of my stores and look for a gaiwan, which is a special little vessel for brewing tea. All right, we're back at my car here. My hand is frozen. Okay, so close the door there. The gaiwan is this little thing that you make tea in for like single servings when you're not making a big pot. And by when I say big, this is still pretty little. I mean, look at my pig. Look at my oolong pot. It's tiny, right? Huh. What am I going to do? I don't know. There was other things I was going to tell you today. What was I thinking about last night that was so important that I thought, oh, yeah, I got to talk about that on the show. Then I thought of two other things last night, and I didn't write them down. I thought, oh, I'll remember these anyway. Not for the show, but for just for doing Tobe stuff. Wait, why are we still sitting here? Somebody do the countdown. We got to get back to my house. 3, 2, 1, 0. Oh, and here we are. I'm back in the old house here with my tea. So we might as well drink some of this. Oh, yeah. Pretty good. But, you know, after talking about all these great teas and thinking about it, is this tea that I'm drinking actually any good? No, it's not. It's pretty much junk. This is just a junk black tea. It's not even a varietal. It is a blend. It is a blend of floor sweepings that have had various essential oils added to it to cover up all the, you know, low-rent tea taste. But however, since I basically grew up drinking junk tea, I have acquired something of a taste for it. Yeah, and besides, we can't drink the good tea every day. And I drink a lot of tea. I drink a few liters of tea a day. And if I was, you know, drinking a Dahong Pao, oh, forget it. Nobody's got that much money. Oh, don't get me wrong, I would. If I was a super gajillionaire, or if I was, you know, the monarch of some country, which I should be, or if I was the emperor of the planet, which I secretly am, I'd be drinking Dahong Pao, Jin Jun Mei, Jie Guan Yin, every day. Dong Feng Mei Ren. Got to remember to say that properly. That's the other problem. I learned all these tea names from phonetically written English. And so, how accurate is my pronunciation? Well, depends on the dialect where you're coming. Yeah. In any, who knows? It's all just a crapshoot. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I like this tea. I like this tea. It's a little harsh, but come on. That's why we put the sugar in it. That's why we put the clove oil in it. That's why we put the orange peels in it. Come on. Let's not kid ourselves. All right. So I'm looking at the clock, and my football game starts in about 4 minutes. And the funny thing is this isn't the one I want to see. I do want to watch this one. Don't get me wrong. But the big one is Derby County. Derby County is playing today here in about 4 or 5 minutes. And they're playing with Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney, my favorite player for the last, I don't know, dozen years or more. I do love Wayne Rooney. He's the awesomest. And today is the day that he makes his debut for Derby County. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tubb, why don't you watch that game? I can't watch that game. Derby County is in the Championship League, the league below the Premier League. They do not air these games on American television. I don't think they even air these games on English television. But I'm going to be paying attention. I'm going to be paying close attention to various statistics, and I will have a special feed up on my computer with the score of the Derby County game running as I watch my other game. Oh, Wayne Rooney, debuting as a player and a manager. He's a player manager. Yay! I'm pretty excited about that. Very, very happy. Very, very happy. Because, I don't know, do I want to be a football manager? Yeah, I kind of do. Who's going to hire me? Probably nobody. Do you have any experience? No, I don't have any experience being a football manager, but I have watched a lot of football in my life, and it sounds like I can talk very intelligently about it. And we should hire you. Why? Because I'm awesome and I have my own dubious goals committee. I don't know if that's going to work, but it could. Maybe I just need to find, you know, a low enough team that's so desperate for, you know, somebody weird. Maybe I could be the manager of Accrington Stanley. or Dagenham and Redwall. Redwall? Dagenham and Redwall. I'm trying to think of these really small teams, these small clubs that obviously need to have me. But why am I doing this? I don't know. My cat's yanging over there. Looks like these talking heads are getting excited for the start of the game. So it's probably the time at which I tell you, you've been listening to the Dubious Walking Around in the Forest Committee and then Going Home. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.